saving money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors. On sale now through April 12th. Visit our paint desk and let our helpful team get you everything you need for your stain project today. Save big money
at Menards. At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
All right, hello, Meatballs. Welcome to the Meatball Pod. Happy Jersey. We got Dina back. Dina is back on the pod to speak. My meatball.
And hi, meatballs.
We might sound a little crazy because we're both coming back from the city. So Dina's driving and I'm in a car. So if you hear little sounds here and there, it's because we are mobile. We are moving.
Yeah, we didn't want to miss an episode this week because we have a lot going on with filming. We had to go into the city today. So we decided even though I'm driving and Nicole's in a car, we'll still record, so you meatballs don't miss us.
Yes, so welcome to the Meatball Pod. New episode tonight. Make sure you guys check it out. I just feel like every single week is getting crazier. And now it gets back to the fun, I feel. So make sure you guys watch this episode. But we got Dina back on the pod this week. And I feel like you have so much to tell us about Halloween and your Halloween party.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I've been gone for a million years. But yeah,
literally.
So last week I had both my kids homesick and they needed mommy. They were not feeling good. So luckily Jenny was able to hop on and co-host Nicole. But I'm back and yeah, meatballs. Right now I am so proud of myself. We just did the Camp Counselors podcast in the city. And I drove myself. Like, I never drive into the city, and I'm literally driving my husband's pickup truck. He has a big white pickup truck, and I'm driving that into the city. And
I am so proud of you, Dee.
Yeah, I'm, like, so proud of myself. Because the last couple of times I took Ubers, I kept getting so car sick that I was like, you know what? I'm freaking driving myself. This is it. And I did it. And I found a parking garage. I'm so proud of myself. I mean, I'm still not home, so let's just hope I get there safe. But so far, so good, meatballs.
No, it's like you're a full-blown adult. I love this.
I know. I can't. Look at me.
Well, I'm also proud of me and Dina because I feel like every time we go into the city together, especially like doing a podcast, we end up going and getting lunch. And then that lunch turns into like a slightly little meatball day. So me and Dina were so responsible. We got our work done. We were professional. And now we're going home and we're going to be moms. I'm like, I'm very proud of us.
I am proud of us. Because you know what? When I told Chris we were going into the city to do with the podcast, Chris was like, all right, so you're going to be out all night? I'm like, no, I'm actually going to drive myself.
Wait.
And I'm not going to drink.
Wait, Gianni said the same thing. So I was like, yeah, I'm going into the city to do a podcast. And he was like, with who? I was like, Dina. He was like, okay, so you're going to come home at like 2 a.m.? I'm like, no. I was like, I'm actually not going to drink. And Dina's driving. So like, I'm going to be home in like a couple hours. He was like, yeah, all right. When pigs fly. So he's going to freak out when I walk into the door.
We just have to have one of us drive every time because then we can't be bad influences.
Right? No, but sometimes I feel like we need it. But yeah, we've been so busy with filming and doing all of this stuff. So me and Dina decided to be responsible today.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. Especially with filming coming up, we're going to be away filming soon. So I just figured no need to get drunk during the day today.
Yeah, look at us.
It's time to change in.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
All right, so let's talk about your Halloween party.
Oh my God, so much fun at the Halloween party. We had like 80 people. We had a lot of like, we had so many kids this year because I invited a lot of the kids that CJ goes to school with and their parents.
Oh my God, we just had so much.
Yeah, we had so much fun. I had little specialty drinks. I did an apple cider mimosa, and then we did a whipped pumpkin spice latte drink. So the parents thought that was awesome. And then I had Jersey Jumpy come, and they put up a 50-foot obstacle course and then a big, a big bounce house. And then I had like a little play area for the little kids. And we had like s'mores. It was just a great night. We had two bartenders. It really was a great night. But we started early. So we started at 4. And because all of us have kids, everybody left by 10. And I was in bed by 11. It was crazy.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was definitely such a fun night. The kids had so much fun. The parents had so much fun. And then for Halloween, we went into our town and I had some wine in my tumbler and the kids were running rampant.
Yes.
It was just, yeah, we had a good Halloween. Did you and Jenny talk about your Halloween?
Yeah, we recap. You didn't listen to the episode?
I didn't because I've been so
crazy. How dare you?
I know, I'm a bad meatball.
Well, if some of you meatballs missed last week too, you better go over and listen because Jenny had like we had the best conversation about like Jenny growing up and her childhood and then how she got into movies and everything. So it was like a really good conversation. And if you guys are JWoww fans and you only know like a certain view of her, you see a different side of Jenny. So we had like a really, really good conversation. So proud of her.
And that's awesome.
Speaking of her movie, this Friday is her premiere party. And I think that's when like the movie comes out so where you guys can see it. So we are just proud meatballs and we love to support our girl.
Yeah. I'm so proud of her and I can't wait for her premiere. I'm so sad I'm going to miss it. I have so many weddings. So we have another wedding coming up this weekend. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about weddings.
Oh, we had a wedding last Saturday for Dina's best friend, and I'm still a little hungover.
So, yeah, this past Saturday, it was one of my best gay friend's weddings, and you guys probably know him from one of our most iconic meatball days, my fruit fly. That's where I met him. And, and 15 years later, we're still so close, and then Nicole married them, which was so fun.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, I am officiated, so I can officiate weddings. And this is only my second wedding, and I only marry gays. So I was honored to be asked.
Yeah, you did awesome. And the wedding itself was just so fabulous. Everybody was so much fun. We got really drunk. Chris got really drunk. He was a meatball. And then after, they had like an after party with Porterhouse Party, and then I didn't go to the after party because at that point, me and Chris, we had such a good night. I didn't want to ruin it by going out and then somehow him getting mad at me. So I thought it was good that I went home because from what I find out, Nicole and my cousin and my sister, they went to the after party. And then Nicole didn't want to leave. You didn't want to leave.
See, this is what happens, you guys. I don't know when to, like, chug a water. Because I'm, like, you know, having a great time, like, totally fine getting to the after party. And then once I get to the after party, I'm, like, trying to get an Uber, but my brain's not working. And I'm, like, oh, no. I was, like, oh, no, I'm going to lose it. Like, I'm going to go unconscious and, like, somebody else is going to take over. Like, Jen's coming. Like, I don't know what's happening. And, like, Nicole and your sister never met Trent, so I'm like, oh, no, they're not going to know how to handle me.
Yeah, so after that, so they couldn't get, so this is what happened. So I guess you fought with the bartender because you wanted to dance on the on the bar, and she didn't want you to dance on the bar.
Stop.
And then my cousin stop. Nicole was, like, trying to, like, I guess she was, like, the bartender was being ridiculous. She was getting annoyed. And then my Pete, her husband, was, like, Chris. So he was, like, dealing with you and my cousin Nicole, and he was just, like, over it. And then he said, that's it. We're leaving. And then my sister was like, well, she didn't want to leave you. So she stayed with you. So nobody, like, saw my sister leave. Like, my cousin was like, call me when you get home. I told my sister, call me when you get home. She never did. It was, like, 2:00 in the morning. And then Chris Remy said she got you into an Uber, and then they said bye to her, and then that was it. So Saturday night, didn't hear from her. Sunday all day, didn't hear from her. I'm finally calling my sister. Her phone's off. My cousin's freaking out because she's like, I haven't heard from Joni. I'm like, her phone's off. I don't know what's going on.
Joni's missing.
Joni's missing. My mom's like, I texted Joni. She didn't answer me. I'm like, I know, her phone's off. So then I was like, you know what? Maybe she's just hungover. So the next day, Monday now, so now it's 48 hours. We don't hear from my sister. From the last person that saw her was you. And
I don't even remember. So.
You don't even remember seeing her. So I was like, I'm not even going to ask Nicole if she remembers seeing Joni because.
I'd be like, I was with Joni?
Yeah. I was like, I can't. So it's Monday and I now call my mom. I'm like, I haven't heard from Joni. Her phone is still off. Like, I hope she didn't get kidnapped or something.
Oh my God.
I'm like, call her school and make sure that she's, like, at school working. So my mom calls her school. Joni's not there. Okay. Joni's not in school.
Oh my God. Wait, this was Monday?
So now my mom starts freaking out. This was Monday. So I guess the school was like, you know, she did have this day off. So, you know, this was in her books for this day. So now my mom's like, okay, well, so now who knows? Right. So now I'm calling my cousin. So finally I call my mom. I'm like, listen, I was like, it's been 48 hours. You need to call the cops and do a wellness check. She's missing. And my mom's like, Dina, you're overreacting. I'm like, your daughter is missing. Like, freaking out. Anyway, hours later of us, like, freaking out, my sister finally calls my mom. And her phone, she was just hungover and not feeling good. And her phone was on airplane mode for 2 days.
Oh, she had no idea?
No, she had no idea. We were all freaking out. Her school called and was like, your family's looking for you.
Mess.
Like, she...
Wait, so what was she doing? Was she just resting?
So my mom called the police. Like, it was like a whole thing. Yeah, she was sleeping. With her phone on airplane mode. I'm like, I want to kill you.
Like, we all thought you were dead, you asshole.
I'm like, well, at least you know we care. Literally, I'm like thinking the worst. Like, she's either in a ditch or somebody took her.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah, my mind was going to, like, terrible places. Like,
yep,
I can't.
So that was
this
the wedding. We had a great time.
Yeah, well, she was hungover and not feeling good for 2 days.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
But yeah, it was a great. It was such a fun and fabulous wedding, though. They had a drag queen.
Oh my God,
the
best gay wedding.
Yeah, so much fun, so much fun. Oh, so yeah, that was our weekend.
All right, so we're going to get to some meatball questions because I feel like, you know, this week's going to be a short episode. We're so sorry, guys. We love you so much. But so much going on, but we didn't want to miss you this week. So we're going to get some meatball questions already. And one question is, do you guys think you'd live in New Jersey if you were never on Jersey Shore?
So yeah, I feel like I would always live in New Jersey. I love New Jersey. It's where I grew up, but I like live in like farmland New Jersey. I've always lived in farmland New Jersey. Do I think I would ever live in a really populated area of New Jersey? Probably not, because I like my privacy. I don't like to be too beachy. So I kind of like where I live now, where I've always lived, is like kind of West Jersey, kind of central. Some people don't believe in a central New Jersey, but I like where I live.
Yeah, so I always knew that because I grew up in upstate New York, and I always knew like, I don't fit here. I was like, I love it. It's beautiful. But I'm like, I feel like I always felt like a Jersey girl. And I was like, I just always wanted to move to Jersey and like find, you know, my Guido, my Guido husband to have tan babies, which I didn't happen. So I think I'm always going to stay here because I always wanted to live in Jersey. How funny is that?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely are like a Jersey girl, but it's so crazy. So I always lived like where I am now. And take like back roads down to Seaside. So even when I was younger, before Jersey Shore, I was going down to Seaside like all the time. And it was like something we would do even as like when I was young with my parents. Like we would get day passes and like go down to Seaside. Yeah. And it was always what I've done my entire life. So for me to like turn my career into going down to Seaside was crazy.
No, yeah. So I went down with my parents also, but we went to Point Pleasant. But it was always like a long, big trip because it was a 3-hour drive for us. So I would always go with my parents to Point. And then once I turned 18, 19, I ended up staying at shitty motels in Seaside. And I would stay there for like a couple weekends. And then that's how I met, you know, the boys that you know. And then that's how me and Dina kind of like discovered each other. So I just feel like it was all meant to be. And we were meant to be bestie meatballs. And you know, meant to find our husbands and have babies. Like, everything was just meant to be.
Yeah. I would get in trouble because I always say, like, I don't know how my mom, like, I would always get mad at her, but now I get it. Because there will be times, like, because I was close to Seaside, so I lived only, like, 30 minutes through back roads. And I remember she would be like, I would be like, I'm going to go down to Seaside. Like, my friends are there from North Jersey. She'd be like, you're not going, blah, blah, blah. So then I would make up some story like, okay, then I'm just going to go out to dinner with like my friends from school. And she's like, okay. And I remember I my car was in the shop. So I actually had her car and I'm like, screw this. I'm going down to Seaside.
Oh,
still.
You lied.
So I took her car. Yeah, I lied. And it was like so dark. I took her car down to Seaside and it was kind of off season. So you weren't allowed to park in certain places. So I parked in a lot, even though I wasn't supposed to. And I hung out with my friends from North Jersey. And then I get back to my car and I had a freaking boot on my car.
Oh, shit.
So, and it wasn't even my car. It was my mom's car. So she's like blowing my phone up and I'm like, oh
yeah,
my God.
You got caught.
Like she told me not to come. Yeah. She told me not to come down here. Now I have a boot on my car. I can't even like, I didn't even have the money to pay for the boot to get off. So I had to like, I had to ask my friends from North Jersey for the money. And then I had to call my mom and I'm like, hey, mom,
what a sin.
Like I came to Seaside and now I have a boot on my car. And she's like, see, this is what I tell you what happened. Like, blah, 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 freaking out. So then she had to like give them like at the time, I don't know, I guess like send the money somehow to this kid. And then he had to get the boot off my
car.
Oh, she's
probably so mad at you.
Oh, my God. She was so pissed. Like another, oh, what do you think? You're going to have a meatball day?
Yes.
It was like that pissed.
Wait, so did I ever tell you before the show? I think it was like 2 years before the show. I ended up getting like 5 tickets for being disorderly in conduct or drunk and disorderly.
Wait, this was like down Seaside?
Yes.
Oh my God, they knew you.
It was Seaside on the beach. And so I ended up like getting drunk or whatever, and I didn't even do anything wrong. I was like in the ocean, and then like I thought I was drowning, so I was like so dramatic, so I thought I was gonna die. The paramedics came, they were checking me, and they go, this girl's freaking fine. And I was like, what? I freaked out, I don't like the waves. So the cops ended up coming over because they thought I was actually drowning, And the cops were like, oh, you're drunk, you're underage, you're, you know, 19, whatever, 20. And they wrote me 5 freaking tickets.
Oh, my
and
God.
My dad. Yeah. So like drunk and disorderly, wasting ambulance time, like all of this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God. And
wasting ambulance
my dad ended
time.
Up,
well, what if
yeah,
you were
something
drowning?
Like that? I thought I was.
Yeah. I feel like that's not wasting time. Like you're drunk and in the ocean.
No, they were so mad at me. So then I ended up having to go home. My dad had to pay all these tickets. And it was so funny because that's what I got arrested for on the show years later. So I think they actually knew who I was. So calm down.
Yeah, they definitely did. They're like, I had to save this girl out of the freaking ocean.
Yeah. They're probably like, you again.
I can't. Where am I? Okay. I hate driving next to trucks. It gets me so nervous.
Oh, same. All right, we're going to do one more question. All right, so is there anything on your guys' bucket list that you've never done but really want to do?
Wait, so one thing I want to say about bucket list. Do you know, up until just a couple days ago, I had no idea that a bucket list meant things you want to do before you kick the bucket.
Yeah, what'd you think it was?
I don't know, like ideas you put in a bucket and then you pick it out and you're like, ooh, this sounded exciting.
Dina, you're lying. Dina, stop.
I swear.
Yeah, like, you know, it's things you want to do before you die.
No, I had no idea. It made actually me really depressed.
Bless your heart.
Like, I thought, like, it's like exciting things you want to do and you put it in a bucket and eventually you do it. Like, I didn't know it was like, oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's the more, like, positive look at it, I guess.
Yeah, that was like, I got really sad when I heard that that's actually what it meant. I was like, oh, that's depressing. Like, I'm going to stop saying that's on my bucket list now.
Yeah, I feel like I never like fully made a bucket list to like, okay, I want to do this and this. But when I was, after I graduated high school, I was like, okay, my bucket list is to move to Jersey, get married young, have kids, and go on a reality show one day.
Well,
that was
it.
On my bucket list. I know, how crazy. So like now, I don't know if I have one because I'm just, I feel like I conquered everything, but I feel like if I sat down and was like, okay, like, what do I want to really do before I kick the bucket?
I hate it.
I feel like it would be crazy things. I feel like it would be like, go see the Titanic, but like, now I'm not going to do that because of what happened.
Oh my God. Imagine.
Yeah, it's like things like that, like things that I love that I would like to see.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
I would like to go to Hawaii.
Oh, the kids would love Hawaii.
I know,
Hawaii.
That's something. Oh, wait. So being a big Disney, you know, adult, they have this Disney resort in Hawaii that looks absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that's my bucket list. I would love to bring my kids to Hawaii to that Disney resort. It looks so magical.
You should do it.
Yeah. I feel like once my kids can possibly do that 9-hour flight, I would love to do that. Because Hawaii just in general, I feel like when I think about going to Hawaii, sometimes I feel like overwhelmed because a lot of my friends that went to Hawaii, they go to so many different places. So it's like they stay 4 days here and then they move to a different part. And I'm like, I don't think I would do that. I think I would just pick one spot and just stay there.
Yeah. So before me and Gianni found out we were pregnant, we ended up going to Hawaii because I had like a club appearance there.
Oh, my God.
We only stayed for 3 days because it was just a club appearance. And then we were flying back to LA or whatever. This was when Gianni was like my traveling partner.
Yeah.
And he would like help me like, you know, get through things, like help me with everything. So we ended up staying like an extra 2 days in Hawaii. And it was just me and him. And it was just so freaking beautiful. The hotels, the beach, the restaurants, just the vibe of it was just so tropical and pretty. And I would die to go back again. But I'm telling you and the kids, you guys would freaking love Hawaii.
Yeah, that's something I definitely want to do. And I definitely want to look into that Disney place because it looks so, so cute.
All right, meatballs. Well, I am getting home. I am so sorry this is a short show. But we just wanted to come on here and talk to you guys for a little bit. But I love you, meatballs. I love you, Dee. So glad that you're back and the kids are healthy.
Yes. Feeling good. I'm sure next week they'll be sick again. I can't. I feel like every other day.
Probably.
All right, meatball, love you. And next week we'll be away filming. I mean, I don't know. Are we going to be able to hop on next week?
Oh, I don't know. We'll figure it out and like let you guys know because we are busy with our filming schedules. But have a great weekend. We love you, meatballs. And we did it, Dee.
Let's get sauce.